7-Eleven on the Good Word. This is the music of Jana Alera, who is a musician that Children's Child Evangelism Fellowship relies on. Am I correct, Katrina? He uses a lot of his music, her music. And Jana will be coming to Peoria for a fundraising concert for you guys later this week. Tell us a little bit about that. Katrina Forseth, State Director for Child Evangelism Fellowship, is here in studio with us. Tell us about the concert, please.
Oh, we are so excited, Paul, for Jana to come. And it's just for several years, CEF has been going through a facelift, so to speak, with our music. Because I don't know if you remember, a lot of people, when they think about Child Evangelism Fellowship, they may think of like a song called Stop. Let me tell you what the Lord has done for me, or one
vaguely,
way God said
to get to heaven. With that, yeah.
So those are some of the songs like I grew up with. I mean, we're talking about 1970s, and I still love those. Those are dear to my heart. Or you know, Happiness is the Lord. Mm-hmm. Or there was even a countdown song about blasting off into space and so forth. Like
hey, that's
that.
A favorite. Don't
yeah.
knock that.
Yeah, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, yeah. I remember all those songs. And yep. So for a dinosaur like me who's been in CEF, by the way, you can say congratulations. This is my 30th year full-time with CEF this year.
Oh, my goodness. Congratulations. I was unaware.
Yes.
And also to celebrate, yeah, I should have introduced you as Dr. Katrina Forseth. You finished your PhD studies, was that last fall or over the winter?
Just May 18th last year.
Oh, so it has, time flies.
It does.
I'm sorry. But
And that took me 16 years to complete, so that was a long time.
That's a lot of work. So. That is a lot of work.
But yeah, so CEF has been through probably I'd say the last 10 years, we've been trying to, rejuvenize our music. And so we've employed different songwriters. And one of them is Jana Alera. And so I didn't really know her, to be honest, before they started using some of the songs. But a lot of our songs now in Good News Clubs and our Backyard Bible Clubs and our camp ministry, not all, but some of them are Jana Alera's song that she especially wrote and recorded and for CEF. And one of them is the Wordless Book song that we've been using forever. And so we're just so excited to have her come.
And I don't have that one queued up.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I started digging into this last night before I went, well, not last night, yesterday afternoon before I went home. And at one point, it brought back so many memories for me when my children were in this age. Mm. And anytime we're in the vehicle, right, we're playing their music from tapes or CDs or whatever we happen to have at the time. And it just brought back the memories of driving to church, driving to the store, on vacation, playing the song, and all five of us essentially singing along. And that is the kind of music that this is.
Yes, exactly. And so, like, you know, some people might know the Donut Man, you know, he would do songs like that, or Patch the Pirate. I mean, those are kind of stuff that I grew up. But Jana Alera is like the new face. And a lot of churches use her songs for Vacation Bible School. And in fact, Grace Presbyterian Church, which is hosting this event, and we're calling it, Paul, a family concert. It's mm-hmm. a family worship concert that is for, it's an engaging evening of worship for all ages and generations. So even though it is geared towards children, I mean, grandparents can come, family, parents, all ages. And I don't want to give away the story a little bit, but I think she's even going to do some things where she asks men to come up on the stage and do like songs with hand motions.
Oh,
that might scare some people away. And I think she's going to do some women to come up and do things like that too. So it really is not just, hey, let's just watch these children on the stage doing this with Jana. And by the way, we're doing that too. We're bringing some of our Good News Club kids from Central Illinois. They're going to be upstage with her and up front. And then also some of our summer missionaries that are going to be serving, giving of their summer, their whole summer to serve the Lord, reaching children through these Backyard Bible Clubs. So we have a team of about 16 people on the stage with Jana, and these are children and youth up there singing with Jana these different songs. I think people are really going to enjoy it.
And Jana is scheduled to join us in the next half hour.
Okay.
So we'll...
Great.
Let's talk right now, though, about what's happening with CEF. It's springtime. School is wrapping up. Some of these... you have clubs that meet at school, so that's mm-hmm. kind of winding down. And now you're getting ready for summer.
Yes, we're transitioning. So our after-school Good News Clubs are in the public elementary schools. And I, you know, pardon me, I just don't even want to go back to what I call BC, you know, before COVID, but I have to kind of set the stage a little bit. So again, before COVID hit in 2020, in the 2019-2020 school year, before that March month that happened that year in 2020, we were in 93 elementary schools. That's public elementary schools throughout the state, top to bottom, north, south, east, west. And we had about 2,500 children enrolled in our weekly Good News Clubs. And then COVID crushed us, and we went from 93, almost 100 clubs, down to zero. And Southern Illinois, for some reason, they were able to stay open more than those of us up top. And so
I wonder why.
And, you know, I always say the further away you are from Chicago, you know, maybe you're better off. But anyways, okay, you can edit that out if you want to. But anyways,
too late.
But they kind of stayed it more open. So we went from zero to five and build. And so now I did a count around the state. So we're at close to 50 clubs now that we got back up and going. And we're just really seeing that pick up steam. And we're just looking forward to what the Lord has in store for next year. But here in Central Illinois, we're like in Brimfield, we're in District 150, like in Glen Oak School, which has been going on for, can you believe it? It's one of the longest running Good News Clubs in the state is right here in District 115. At 50, I think it's about 18 to 20 years that Good News Club has been happening at Glen Oak School.
And having been, I've been in that school. I was in the old one. Actually.
The old one before they rebuilt it.
Yeah, visiting. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of needs.
Absolutely.
In that building. And the teachers there, I've known teachers who worked in that building. I've toured the place in the old one. And the challenges they face are many.
Absolutely.
And so I'm so grateful to hear that there has been a Good News Club there for almost 20 years.
Almost 20 years.
So now you're transitioning to summer.
Yes.
And what is that? What does CEF do over the summer? You have your five-day clubs?
Yes, the five-day clubs are summer, like I call them like mini vacation Bible school. So traveling VBSs on wheels, if you will. And this is where we ask, and I just want to let you know right now, we have a unique problem. Usually we have more clubs than we have summer missionaries, but this year it's like a reversal, and it looks like we have 9 summer missionaries. They're giving of their summer to give their whole summer, like 6-8 weeks, to do backyard Bible clubs 3 times a day. So now we have, if you can think about it, even if we put them in teams of 2 or teams of 3, we have more summer missionaries than we have clubs. Usually we do about maybe 30 or 40 clubs. We need more like 60 to 80 backyard Bible clubs. So like we need clubs like from the middle of June all the way through the end of July to the first week of August. And that means we need like 6 clubs every week to even just have 2 teams to take these 9 students and split them into teams. And so we can have them in parks. We can have them in community centers. We can have them in backyards of people's homes. They just take 1 week of the summer and they open up their home or their backyard, so to speak. And the team comes in and just for an hour and a half, like from 10 to 11:30, mm-hmm. or you set the time, we'll do it in the morning, afternoon, or even evening. And they'll do songs, even J&O Live or songs. Mm-hmm. And they'll do, we'll even do like parachute games, if even water games, a hula hoop stuff. And then we sit the kids down, we put blankets down, or even like little canvas mats for the children to sit on so they don't get all pokey or mm-hmm. you know, distracted with the grass. And we'll do missionary stories and we'll do memory verses. And every Bible club, we do a Bible lesson that is gospel centered on Christ and pointing to Christ. It's by grace alone, faith alone, Christ alone, that the children can be in a right relationship with the Lord and have the promise of their sins forgiven and have everlasting life.
And this is one of the, you know, children are particularly open to the gospel. I remember I participated in a five-day club as a child.
You did?
I do not remember how old I was.
Okay.
But I was young. I grew up out in the country. Uh-huh. And one of the ladies who lived on our road, we went to church with her. She decided to do a five-day club on her front porch. It was really big old country house. And all of the kids mm-hmm. who lived on our road, and at the time there was enough to do a club with just the children on our road, but I mean, I'm talking like 2 miles worth of road. And or more, actually, it's probably about 7.
Oh, sure.
Between Washington and Eureka. And I remember doing that and some of these songs
yep.
that you have talked
mm-hmm.
about. How does it, Katrina, we need to take a break.
Okay.
And when we come back, if you would tell me, how do you how do you recruit or decide, I want more about 5-day clubs, locations, and this? Like, if somebody's like, hey, I want one of those, how can they go about that?
Okay.
So let's do that after the break. The music of Jana Alera on The Word, on The Good Word. Jana will be in concert this Saturday. Katrina, I misplaced the card about that. Tell us about more information about that concert. Oh, there it is. This Saturday, May 20th, from 6 to 7:30 at Grace Presbyterian Church in Peoria. This will be a concert for adults, for children, children of all ages.
Absolutely.
Right?
The child inside of you.
Yeah, that's right. And what...
It's a free concert.
And that's a good price. But it is a fundraiser, right?
It is. We're taking a special offering, and it all goes towards our summer ministry with helping the students. Because we have, like I was sharing before, we have 9 summer missionaries just from our state local office here in central Illinois. And all of them have to raise support. And some of them, to be honest, are maybe better at that than others, or maybe they don't have the networks or the contacts, or they've never done support raising before. In fact, I have one star missionary that didn't do it and was almost backed out because they've never raised support before.
And that can be scary.
Yeah, it can be scary. And I was sharing with them, because I've been raising support for 30 years as a missionary, but if you've never done it before, so I told them, I said, look, we are going to commit to you. All we're doing is asking you to send out support letters to your churches, your family and friends. But this is part of it to help to provide all that's needed. The gospel is free, but ministry costs. And so, our fundraising goal for the summer, and I know it sounds like a lot, but with the training school, the 8-day training school at Camp Gnu's, the raising of the support, because we pay them. This is like their job. They don't have to think about going work for Walmart or Burger King or whatever like that. They could serve the Lord and give of their summer to tell children about Jesus, but we actually pay them so that they don't have to make that choice between doing this or serving Jesus. So we want them to be able to do that. And also the cost, transportation is up because we travel around with the gas costs and also the materials that we give to the children, all the discipleship gospel tools. Plus we're having, I don't know if I got a chance to tell you, but we're having also camp ministry at Camp Gnu's is happening at the same time. And for the first time in about 5 years, we're bringing back our scholarship week of camp for Gnu's Club children that come to the Good News Club faithfully through the school year, and then during each week, and then I wish we could scholarship them all, but we're trying to raise about enough for 40 to 60 children to come to a free week of camp as, good job on those memory verses, good job on coming faithfully to club. And so we're having a Good News Club scholarship week. So all that together, the training school, the 5-day clubs, the summer missionaries, Good News Club scholarship week, we need $25,000 to make all that happen, and that's just for our summer ministry.
All right. So, but before the break, we were talking about summer ministry, the 5-day clubs.
The 5-day clubs.
How you have lots of workers who are trained to go do them. Do you need help coming up with people saying, hey, I want one in my street? So
yes, we need to double the clubs that we had from last year. We need to go from 30 to 40 to almost like 60 to 80. And so if the best way is they go to our website at cefofillinois.com. So just cefofillinois.com, it'll pop up, or just speak into your Google thing or DuckDuckGo, whatever, just CF of Illinois. It'll pop up, and then they'll go to our website, CF of Illinois, and then look for the tab that says 5-day clubs. And Jill Hostetler, who is my assistant state director, who has a connection here with WPEO through Nelson a little bit. And that's her husband.
No, a lot, actually.
And, and so there's a tab there that says 5-day clubs. Mm-hmm. You click that, and what Jill has put on there is like a jot form and has a schedule of all the weeks that we're doing it with all the availability. And basically, you can just pick your week, pick your time that you want, and then you're set, and then she'll get in contact with you. But basically, we fill it up as we go. They can see the schedule right there, and they can see the times that are and the weeks that are available. And it's just Monday through Friday for an hour and a half, whatever time that you want to pick. So it's just 1 week of the summer, and invite your neighborhood kids to come. And it's really like having a VBS in your backyard. That's what it's all about.
And then just the one I remember that I attended as a child, I said it was for all of the kids on my road. There were a number of unchurched kids mm-hmm. from our road who came to that.
And that's the point. So it's not just to give kids something to do and get them off of screens or something like that or playing video games. It is to be a gospel outreach to the children in your neighborhood. But it's also a discipleship, too, for the children. And I remember that we even did Friday clubs during COVID year in 2020. And we had so many children, even Christian boys and girls, that were so excited about coming to Friday club because they couldn't just wait to get out of their houses and to be together with other children and coming to club. So that was a special summer. But you know what? We're so excited what God is doing and the just open door that we have. And we have freedom in this country and we need to take advantage of it mm-hmm. and not just, you know, just, you know, oh, well, you know, whatever. We need that. We need to do everything we can to be running to the children, and the children are home this summertime and we need to be reaching them with the gospel, the good news of Christ.
More with Katrina Forseth and Jana Alera. In the next half hour, we're going to talk about her music, and we'll have some more samples for you, so stay with us.